Broadcasting from the historic 1047 studios nestled in beautiful downtown Valley City, it's the Toast and Jam Podcast. 30 minutes of local sports, trivia, news, and special guests. Hosted by Tim Oast and Paul McDonald. Sit back, relax, and let the fun begin.
Just like a day of golf, how about another round of Toast and Jam? From the 1047 studios in the Valley City Times Record Building in beautiful downtown Valley City, it's the popular podcast called Toast and Jam. I'm Tim Oast, known as Toast, and here he is, Paul McDonald. He's all about the jam.
I've got a hole-in-one.
You have a hole-in-one?
No.
Oh, I have one.
That's Do you?
Yeah, one.
Mini golf does not count.
No, it wasn't mini. It was the golf course in Washburn.
Okay.
Yeah, on a windy, windy day. About 30 mile an hour wind.
At your back?
No, in my face.
Maybe that was better.
It might have been. I thought I put it over the green. Looking for the ball, looking, looking, looking. And my son-in-law goes, maybe you should look in the cup. You know what was really weird about that whole day? He had one about five holes earlier. So we had two hole-in-ones in the same round, the same day. Weird. By the way, we're both sporting our green in honor of the Masters Golf Tournament, the green jacket. We got the green shirts.
We got our green shirts.
That's all we could afford. Yeah. How about that Masters finish over the weekend, though?
Yeah.
Huh? Wow. Rory McIlroy over Justin Rose in sudden death. Our native son, Tom Hoagie, finished tied for 14th.
Mm-hmm.
Final score of 3-under. Mm-hmm. Brought him in about 336,000.
That's a nice day's work.
Four day work.
Yeah.
But and that'll get
$84,000 a year, if my math is correct, or a day.
By the way, that'll get Tom a spot in next year's Masters, finishing in the top.
And he had
20.
A hole in one in the par three.
He did, yeah. The first day, like on Wednesday, they have that par three thing going on. Yeah, he had a hole in one that day. All right, and we do want to thank our executive producer Eric Kringley. And he is recovering in great shape.
Looks good.
Looks good. Yeah. He's able to walk.
Moving well.
Okay.
Still has to rehab a little bit. Still can't do a whole lot of movement on the tennis court yet. But
tell us again how we can listen to Toast and Jam.
Spotify, Apple Podcast, and of course, when you go there, make sure you subscribe. Don't just listen. Subscribe. Then we'll let you know when a new episode drops, and you can enjoy it. And of course, toastandjam.com is another place that you can enjoy our podcast.
Okay. Well, we've got a guest this week again. Very special guest from Valley City. Going to check in with Spencer Dobson. Name sounds like he should be a secret agent or maybe an author.
Is that a pseudoname?
No, actually. I did use a stage name, but it was just my middle name when I was doing stand-up.
Okay,
I was Spencer Thomas for a while.
Yeah.
Okay.
But no, Spencer Dobson is my... well, here's the thing. My parents said... I'm from Voss, which is by Minto, which is by Grafton, which is north of Grand Forks.
Okay.
I'm from a town of 29 people. For years, they said we were stuck in the basement during a tornado, and they went through a baby book, and that's how they found Spencer. And then when I was in my 20s, I don't know why you would bother lying about this, but they're like, we named you after Spencer Tracy. It was just a cool name.
Spencer Tracy, okay.
Whatever.
If we could get you to just move in a little bit closer to the
mic. A little
Yeah, there
okay.
we go. Okay, that's better. Okay.
I'm not projecting either because I don't want to...
You know, enunciate.
Yeah, well, this is stage voice.
No, there it is. Boy, that's enough right there.
Okay.
Bring it back.
Spencer Dobson of Clutch Media.
Yes.
Okay, tell us a little bit about yourself. From when you grew up, where you grew up in those early years.
Absolutely. Okay, so like I said, I was born in a town of 29 people, Voss, North Dakota.
I don't think I've heard of Voss.
Most people have not. There are people in Minto who've not heard of Voss. then we moved to Grand Forks when I was about 7, so I was a Schrader Raider. I would have been a Rough Rider, but then we moved to Omaha after that.
Uh-huh.
Then I went to school in... Minneapolis. I went to Brown Institute for Broadcasting. I worked at KUBC KKXK in Montrose, Colorado for a couple of years after that. I left that to follow my true passion, which was stand-up comedy, and I did that for about 25, 30 years. I got to something called the HBO Comedy Arts Festival. I got to I didn't meet Steve Martin, but I walked past Steve Martin in a hallway, which was pretty cool in and of itself.
Did you get his autograph?
I did not dare talk to Mr. Martin. Don't
okay.
be silly. But that got me to Los Angeles, and then I worked in television production and pursued stand-up out there for a while. I've played 40 states, I believe, and a bunch of good clubs, and I've done a lot of stuff. I didn't do everything I wanted to do, but I've performed to a lot of places and made a lot of people laugh.
Wow. In between all of that, what brought you to Valley City?
Okay, so I moved home from Los Angeles to take care of my mother in about 2007. She had breast cancer. I was her primary caregiver. She passed away, and then her mother was also in that area, and she had just lost her only child, and she was in her 90s. So I took care, I looked after her and was her kind of caretaker. Mm-hmm. She passed away. I'd been a little busy taking care of parents, honestly, up to that point. So I was single at the time.
Okay.
And I was on OkCupid, which is a great, the internet is a great way to meet people. We can go into that in more depth if you'd like to. So I was like, this is my last OkCupid. I'm done. I'll just go out and try it the old-fashioned way. And I emailed this girl, and we hit it off. And she was moving from Iowa to start a residency, to be an adjunct at UND.
Okay.
And we just hit it off instantly. And unfortunately, I encouraged her to apply for a job at Northern in Aberdeen, South Dakota, mm-hmm. and she got it.
Wow.
And so I was going to move to Indianapolis or Minneapolis or Omaha, but I didn't. I was old enough that I realized I've dated plenty.
Okay.
When you find good people, you stick with good people.
Yeah.
And she's good people.
Okay.
So we went to South Dakota, and then we came here.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you remember COVID, but it shut a lot of things down.
I try to forget.
I think I dated COVID once.
Yeah, and it certainly made stand-up comedy difficult.
Sure.
And so when things started to open up a little bit, Brock Up Brewing was looking for someone to do trivia. So mm-hmm. I started doing trivia there, and they needed someone. I was like, you need to post the stuff. And their Facebook was being neglected. They're a small business. They have a lot to do. As a comedian, I'd done promotion. I'd taught myself how to film things, how to edit things, how to do animation, how to do a lot of different skills. And so I started working with Brock Up, and then they liked that. And then another business hired me on, and with them I also did some animation, and it's just kind of grown piece by piece from there. So what I provide with Clutch, which I made official in 2023, it was its birthday on the 13th. We're as a company, I'm 2 years old.
Happy birthday.
Okay. Thank you.
So how'd you come up with Clutch?
Well, it's my grandfather's nickname.
Oh.
Nice.
Now, depending upon who you talk to, it was either because he was really good with a clutch or really bad with a clutch. I'm not sure where that story stands right now, but he was the best, and you know, he was a really great grandfather, and it's a great name.
Because a lot of young people don't know what a clutch is.
Well, it's just taken on new meanings. They don't know that it means
clutch in a ball in a game car. Or a thing like that, you know?
Yeah, and clutch, depending upon who you talk to, it can mean it's really cool, or I think it has a couple other meanings as well. But it is my Grandpa Bill. And,
cool.
You know, you said you were a radio guy, and what gravitated you to comedy and also social media?
Well,
and comedy, not pursuing a radio thing.
Well, I was in radio for about 2 years in a small market.
Okay.
And it was just like, here's the real story. So at the time, the MTV Half Hour Comedy Hour would play during my shift, and again, I'm from a town of 29 people. To go to sleep, I used to listen to comedy records as a child, like as bedtime stories.
Yeah.
And we grew up with 70s and 80s HBO, so you got your Richard Pryor, you got your George Carlin, you got all those guys, right, putting out specials. And my family, really funny. You know, we talked in Caddyshack quotes. We talked in Stripes quotes. We, you know, my father took me to see Stephen Wright in Arizona one time when I went down to visit him.
Nice.
We always enjoyed comedy. And it was there was a woman in Minneapolis that I wanted to be with. That didn't work out as I had hoped. But because I'd always wanted to do comedy, I'm like, I think I was 22 at the time. And I'm like, well, let's just try it.
Sure.
Because nobody really does that. That's not a thing you can do. And unfortunately, I killed. Mm-hmm. The first time I got on stage, I demolished. And then I got less good as time went on, but then I went back,
Don't you know you got to start low and then go up?
No. If I hadn't done well the first time, I would have just gone on with my life.
Right.
Okay. Yep. I got you.
But like I'd prepared for months and I'd written, like I knew how to write. I knew comedy and I wrote ads. I wrote copy on radio.
Sure.
All the copy because people were good at it. So copywriting teaches you how to be concise. It teaches you how to get to the point.
Mm-hmm. And then, be cute.
Yeah.
You know, the cute ads, the funny ads, sure. You know, those kinds of attention getters.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay, so you help a lot of businesses with social media.
Yeah.
There are so many different ways for a business to maybe reach a customer.
Sure.
So how do you begin dissecting social media?
Oh, gosh, I don't know. I don't think you have to. It's on everybody's phone. There's a lot of mediums right now, but if you just go outside and look at people, they are looking at their phones. Now, mm-hmm. there's a million different websites and outlets, but at this juncture, Meta is the big one.
Okay.
And Meta has got the most audience, and Meta is the most user-friendly. Because you can grant me if you are a business and you have a page, you can grant me access to your page without it costing us any more money. I can update all your stuff. If we have a problem, you can get rid of me. Like, you can just remove my access, or I can remove my access if there's an issue. Mm-hmm. You don't have to give me all your passwords. You don't have to do – it's very user-friendly. Okay. And then, like I said, I can keep you up to date without having to go to your business, without getting a bunch of personal information.
Okay. So what's all included in the services that you provide for a client?
Well, and honestly, it is kind of business by business. I try to do a combination of video and still, because I think that mixes it up nicely. I try to put at least one thing online every day. I have a business that is closed on Monday, and they're like, don't post anything because people call us and we're not open. And sometimes it's really simple. We were talking before the podcast about Brockups. And
right.
If you walk mm-hmm. up to Scott Brockup, who owns mm-hmm. Brockup Brewery, like, he is an encyclopedia of beer knowledge. But if you go, hey, tell me something about beer, he'll go, I don't know. But if you go, what about this? What's a stout? And he'll go, well, a stout comes from blah, blah, blah. And then he'll go back 1,500 years. And so part of my job is to find out what the information is you need to put out there. And every business, it takes a slightly different shape, and they have different things that they need communicated. Okay. Some businesses get the same question so many times that if we can answer that question in a funny way online with, and also, if you've ever been asked the same question a million times, you might get a little annoyed. Mm-hmm. So it's also my job to go, let's make this funny or pleasant or easy. And let's get the information that you need people to know mm-hmm. out. And let's also remind people of things that maybe because you're there every day, you don't even think about the fact that you make pizza dough with cinnamon and sugar in it that you coat with frosting and it's delicious, but you take it for granted because you're always there. So let's just remind people of all these cool things.
And then we have the podcast.
Okay.
And where's that going? I mean,
your podcast?
No, I'm. Well, of course, ours is a podcast, but I'm talking
the
about
genre.
The podcast world.
Well, I mean,
there are so many.
So,
how do you find your way through all those podcasts?
I remember when podcasts started, and I know a couple of the original podcasters, and some of them are like, and here's the thing: if you've lived in LA for a while, just because you were an acquaintance with a person doesn't mean you know them now. But it's this thing that grew from very small to very big, and it gets bloated, and then it kind of reels in. I think it's like anything else. If you use it well and you put useful information that people can use, like you guys do, I think there's a future for that. And I think there's a future for that specifically. Like, you guys are in a small market. Mm-hmm. There is a newspaper and there is a radio station. However, the radio station is largely automated, and the newspaper has one guy who's working all the time. Mm-hmm. So if you can communicate to people in a way that is easy to digest, which you can listen to this in the car, you can listen to it at the gym, you can, this can, it's, you don't have to give it your full attention.
Yeah, at any hour, any day.
Right.
It's there.
And you guys can bring people in that have, it doesn't matter, you don't, if you have something important to talk about in Valley City and you need them to come in and talk for an hour, you can just talk for an hour. If they just need to come in for 5 minutes and go, the chickens are on fire, or whatever.
The sky is falling.
I don't know what the, you know what I mean? But you can also do, so it's malleable. Mm-hmm. It responds to your needs, which is great. Mm-hmm. It's just a matter of, because we are in a small town, sometimes it takes a while for stuff to get here.
Right.
So, but at the same time, everybody was saying that about Facebook and smartphones, and then it filled up with grandmothers. So don't write people off. Everything's very user-friendly. It's right. just consistency and getting the message to them.
Gotcha. You know, every advertising platform has an upside and a downside. Mm-hmm. Upside for social media. What would be the upside?
Well, I think for one thing, it's always there, right? So if I make a video with a client and I post it, a customer can see it when I post it, but they can just circle back. Mm-hmm. And if they go, like, let's say there are people that travel looking for breweries. So if I'm coming from Wisconsin and I want to know about breweries in North Dakota, Brockop's going to come up on the list. Then when you go to their page, you're going to see all this in-depth, granular information. If you watch Beer of the Week, or you're going to see pictures that are just like, it's a peanut butter beer.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's all there for people. It's always there for people. Now, I have a radio background. I still like radio.
Oh, yeah, so do I.
But if you post a radio, if you put an ad on the radio, you are throwing wheat into the wind. Mm-hmm. Hopefully it's going to hit people, but.
Well, you have to run one, you know, more than one ad a day. And, you know, that's the thing.
And even then.
Frequency is still the key in radio.
Absolutely. But you've also, back in the day, there wasn't competition. People listened to the radios in their cars consistently, and it was on in every business. Now the odds that they're listening to Spotify are really good. The odds that, I mean, I bet there are kids that don't know how to work the radio in their cars.
True.
So it's just things changed.
So, and another plus, I guess, would be tracking the number of listeners or viewers or whatever. 100%.
Yes, you can get very good, not demographics.
Analytics.
Analytics. Mm-hmm. I will say from experience, for example, I do trivia at two different bars. Mm-hmm. They both do very well every night. If you go by the likes that those posts get, you would think nobody has ever showed up. But everybody always shows up, so people are seeing them. On the other side of analytics, I used to work with a comedian, funny guy and a nice guy, and he had a million Twitter followers. And he would post something on Twitter about a show, and nobody would show up. Mm. So, you know, it's like, you kind of have to trust your gut and you kind of have to trust your own eyes.
Yeah.
If you don't put information out there, people won't find it. But don't assume people will take the time out of their day to go, I like that ad about pie. Mm-hmm. Now, people love babies and puppies. I do not know any businesses that sell babies, and most of the people I work with don't sell puppies.
What about a downside? Is there a downside? Social media?
I think it still needs, it hasn't reached its maturity yet. So I think perception-wise, and this is even with people I work with, they think of it as a kid's thing. So they're like, well, I'll have my nephew come in and take this over. And it's like, no, you need to do professional advertising. There's a thought process to all the information that comes out here. Save the typos. I'm getting better, I promise. But there's a reason for what's happening here, and you have to treat it like a business.
Yeah.
Even if you're doing funny things, even if you're doing silly things, you need to think about what you're doing and have some knowledge about what you're doing.
Podcasts are not regulated by the FCC or anything.
Not at all.
I mean, they're, right.
So
you can say what you want, do
right.
what you want.
Right.
It is... freedom of speech from the...
It's pretty wide open.
The epitome of freedom of speech,
almost
really.
Almost to our own detriment, some would argue.
Right. Exactly. And I'm assuming the word podcast, you think about this. I was just thinking about this as we're talking.
Yeah.
How you got the name podcast. Well, think about what they call radio and television. Broadcast.
Right. Right.
And podcast, it's just a little nugget.
It's the iPod.
That's how it came from.
It was supposed to be put on an iPod.
Thank you
Which
very
is
much.
A thing they don't even make anymore.
I was going to say, what's an iPod?
Yeah.
But that's where podcast
That was the
came
thing.
From.
Yeah, Apple started it, and they were like, "These are little radio shows that you can put on your pod, that you can put on your iPod." And I don't know if you know who Bill Burr is, but his original one, he had a service where he could call in from like airports, and he just rant on his telephone, and then it would get uploaded into the web. And he's like, "I'm just putting it out there," and now it's millions and millions and millions of followers, and it like. There are people that can change the weather with a podcast. Mm. You know, it's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Well, Spencer, how do we get a hold of you? Or if there is a business out there interested in your service, how do they get a hold of you?
Your best bet is to go to ClutchMediaND, Clutch, C-L-U-T-C-H, media, like media, N-D, North Dakota, .com. And my email is also clutchmedia@gmail.com. So just hit up either one of those two, or if you want to call me, I don't call myself, so I don't know my phone number, but I can look it up because I have my phone with me.
What's a phone?
Okay, right.
What's a phone?
So my phone number is 701-890-2475. If you want to talk about what I do. Oh, and also I should tell you too that I work on a subscription model, right? So it's a flat rate. We can't do everything all the time, but you will get at least one post a day. I try to make it, you know, I tailor it to your needs. Mm-hmm. Usually it ends up being more than one post a day because we also use stories, which is a whole nother way to get into people. I try to do original content. Sometimes it's good to reuse things, but the internet wants a different picture of a beer. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Or a new slice of pizza to look mm-hmm. at. So sure. We kind of have to keep turning it over. But with most businesses, that isn't a problem at all.
Okay. Very good.
And it's affordable. It's designed for small businesses to be able to. I don't want to give out an exact number because, like, travel would matter and stuff like that. But most small businesses, I'm well within your budget.
Okay. Very good.
They need to get a hold of you to find out more.
Yeah, here we go. Yeah, absolutely. Should. Love Definitely. To talk to you.
Hey, Spencer, again, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Awesome. Oh, boy. How about a quick rundown some of the local sports, Paul?
Well, where do you want to start?
Let's go with the Highliners first.
Highliners first. The baseball, they are on the road tonight at Wahpeton. They opened up with Thompson last Thursday, lost 10-8. Had runners at second and third in the top of the seventh inning, and their number three hitter at the plate. But
that sounds like a Twins problem.
Yeah, I know. But at least they can score. The Twins, not so much. At least the Highlanders can score.
Yeah.
But they are in Wahpeton tonight, taking on the Huskies. Softball, they are on the road at Devil's Lake tonight. Track, they were to be at Fargo North. That has been canceled. So the varsity track meet. They had their first. Go ahead.
We're into the outdoor season.
We're in the outdoor season. They had their first meet on Friday. The 4x1 for the girls, the 4x1 for the boys, both qualified for state. Greta Govan qualified for state in the 800. Morgan Larson qualified for state. And I want to say that Lainey Bacalar in the long jump qualified for state. Okay. As far as the girls, Derek Shape qualified for state in the 200, so we already have state qualifiers in their very first meet. Mm-hmm. And so, again, theirs got postponed for tonight. And let's take tennis. They are home tonight. The state champs have their first home match, and they are taking on Fargo Shanley on the North Courts on Tuesday. So they're on Tuesday the 15th. They lost their first match last week to Red River 6-3. So that's our spring sports. Golf is on the road. Their first meet is this weekend, Monday, yesterday. But not got the finals. I did not see scores yet. Not posted on the EDC website.
Yeah, that was at Village Green.
I don't know.
Did they play that? Because we had some showers over there. And
that's true.
I golfed Village Green on Saturday. And
they couldn't follow you, so they figured, well, let's just not.
I mean,
of course, it's tore up now, so we can't. Yeah,
the guy made a mess of the course. We can't follow that. But the fairways were a little damp on Saturday because of the frost coming up, you know, and you're going to have a little dampness. And the greens were really, you know, they haven't had any wars out or anything.
Sure.
And the greens were really hairy, so you had to really give it a good whack on the greens. So I don't know if they might have played.
No, have not seen scores, so I may you might be right there.
So I got a little preview of a couple of golfers. Of course, Paul, my brother-in-law,
Your brother-in-law,
the bus driver,
right?
And I got to golf, and then we were teamed up with an eighth grader who golfs for Horace and a ninth grader who golfs for Cheyenne.
I bet they showed you what it's what.
A little bit. I got a lesson. A little lesson was had, but, you know, that's always good. You know, it's always nice to learn.
You're never too old to learn.
That's right.
Never too old to learn.
So that was a lot of fun.
Highliners, that's it for the Highliners. Yeah, Viking baseball, they had Jamestown this past weekend. Both the baseball and softball lost 3 out of 4 to the Jimmies this past weekend. The one win, though, for Valley City State softball, they won 12-5 on Senior Day on Saturday. And that was the first loss in the conference for University of Jamestown. So a big win for the Vikings there. And then the Viking baseball, they split on Saturday to KO Cookson, through a three-hit shutout over Jamestown for Valley City State. They won 6-0, and he got the pitcher of the week as well in the conference.
KO, I like that.
Takeo.
Takeo. I thought you said KO. That's strikeout. That means strikeout, right?
T-A-K-A-O, Takeo.
Okay, he should just change it to KO.
Yeah, he might after what he did there. He had 9 strikeouts in 7 innings. He might change it to KO. And so they split there. They are at Mayville State this week. Actually, it's interesting the way they do that. Friday, they host Mayville State. Then they'll go up to Scottsbury Field and play up at Mayville on Saturday. So that's okay. 4-game series, but they split the sites.
And speaking of Scottsbury, haven't heard much on Scott's
I was thinking about that today too.
Front. Yeah. We haven't heard much.
Maybe no news is good news.
Well, it's always good news if you don't hear anything. Yeah.
Absolutely.
But all the best to Scott.
Softball, they're at Dickinson State this weekend, so they've got a 4-game series on the road. And golf, they wrapped up. They were out at Hart River course out by Dickinson.
Yeah, that's South Hart.
South Hart. And they played, they were out at a tournament out there, and Sydney Carlson finished 12th for the Vikings, and she was the top shot of 93 for the girls. And our buddy, we have to bring it up, Jared Lentz, our Valley City buddy, his girls team for UJ won the tournament, and his men's team tied for first with Dickinson State.
He's off and running.
So Jared's off and running, our Valley City boy that's coaching University of Jamestown. Track, they are hosting tonight for VCSU Track. It's called the multi-sport event. It's the decathlon and the heptathlon. We'll be here at Valley City in the conference. So they'll have two events. Events will start today and then events tomorrow.
That takes a lot of talent.
Yes, I know. Yeah, the hep is 5 and the D is, of course, the decathlon is 10 events. And so that's what's going on for VCSU Track and Field.
Okay. And we touched on the Twins a little bit. Are the Minnesota Twins in trouble, or is it still too early to tell?
Hey, it's still too early to tell.
Are you sure?
91 that they started off really bad, too?
Well, this is one of the worst starts
The worst.
Is it the worst?
I believe it's tied for or is the worst start. 5-12 after their 5-1 loss to the Mets last night.
And
goodness for the White Sox.
And another pitching error. The guy throws it into the first base seats from the pitching mound. Come on.
They can hit it on a dime 60 feet 6 inches away, but then when they got to throw it first, they get nervous.
That's trouble.
They think about it. That's the problem. Yeah. Don't think about it. Just do it.
Now we have the T-Wolves playing inspired basketball at the end of the season.
Yep. They got the Lakers, I believe, to open up the playoffs. LeBron and the
Not
boys.
Easy.
No.
Not easy. Okay. And Western Michigan wins over Boston University 6-2 in the NCAA Frozen Four Hockey Championship.
Yep.
I believe another successful VCSU scholarship auction on Friday night.
Yep, they did.
A lot of people enjoying that one. And Banana Ball. Have you heard of that?
I have. I talked to my brother about this on Sunday about Banana Ball. It is great. If you haven't witnessed it, you got to watch some clips.
Fastest growing spectator sports in the U.S. It's kind of like the Harlem Globetrotters, but it's baseball.
That's how I explained it to my brother. It's the Harlem Globetrotters, but baseball. They wear white or yellow uniforms.
Yeah.
This has nothing to do with pickleball. It's
just a different ball
combination.
Yep, this is baseball.
They dress up in yellow uniforms.
The home team does.
Yeah, the home team. And they're doing all kinds of acrobatic things. And
where does one see this?
In the major cities right now.
Go on Facebook.
Okay.
Because I believe they have a Facebook page. That's usually where I see their videos.
Okay.
And if you just do banana baseball.
And they're selling out all over the place. Yeah.
So is it like, do they have a Washington Generals?
They have a team that travels with them, or they would, yes.
I believe they've got two teams that they're going to probably have 3 or 4 here coming up this summer.
Cool.
So
umpires dance when they make calls.
Yeah, it's crazy.
it's fun. Crazy stuff. It's fun
nice.
To watch.
And you do not pay more than $60 for a ticket.
Okay.
And they're filling the stadiums.
Great.
Which is great. It's a great family thing.
That's great, yeah.
The whole family can enjoy this, and it's affordable.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a grand to go for a family of 4 to go see a game.
Right.
Yeah. But, that's the new craze, I guess.
That's great.
Banana ball. Gotta love it. Well, let's go to this day in sports history, and we're going to tie some trivia into this, too. So listen up.
All right.
On this day in 1910, you got to
remember
think, 1910, this president was the first one to throw out the first ball at a baseball game, Major League Baseball game. Do you know who it was?
1910?
Yes.
Is that Robert Cleveland?
No.
not Grover Cleveland Alexander, actually, be the president. Or Grover Cleveland was the president. Grover Cleveland Alexander was a baseball player.
Yeah.
1910.
1910. Fruit Gum Company. No.
That's before Woodrow.
Yes.
And it's Teddy?
No.
It wasn't Teddy.
You're close. You're really close.
1910.
This is a tough one. I should have maybe made this
a multiple guess.
Choice.
Yeah.
William Howard Taft.
Howard Taft. There we go.
Taft was the first one to throw out a baseball at a baseball game. This one is not a trivia question, but on this day in 1927, Yankee slugger Babe Ruth hits number one of record season 60 home runs, 1927.
Okay.
That's almost 100 years now.
Yeah.
And let's see. We're going to go to, on this day, 1947. No trivia here either. On this day, 1947, Jackie Robinson put on his first Brooklyn Dodgers uniform, broke the Major League Baseball color line.
42, correct?
47. Well, that was his number. Yep.
Yeah, 42. Yep. Yeah. Branch Ritchie is the one, or Branch Rickey, was the one that signed Robinson to play in 1945, but took 2 years to get everybody
out. Montreal
on the same
Monarchs with their minor league program or minor league team at the time.
Now, here's another trivia one.
Okay.
And another chance at trying to score. You're 0 for 1?
I'm 0 for 1.
Okay. Yeah. We do 5. On this day in 1965, the NFL changes penalty flag from what color to bright gold?
Red.
Spencer?
Isn't that the same year that the Super Bowl started?
65?
No. 2 years ago. 2 years later.
Yeah, 2 years later.
Green Bay Packers.
There it is.
Okay,
smoking like a true boss.
yeah, no kidding. 1965, NFL changes penalty flag from white to bright gold. Okay, so
0 for 2.
0 for 2, man. Making up for last week.
Yeah, I am.
Here's another one. Now, this is going to be multiple choice, so you have a better chance here. Right. 1979, speaking of the Masters Tournament, 43rd Masters Tournament. Fuzzy, let's see here.
Give the answer away.
I gave it away.
Fuzzy.
Okay, Fuzzy Zeller wins the only Masters with a birdie on the second hole of a playoff with two other golfers. Just name one.
Nicholas.
Arnold Palmer, Jack Nicklaus, Tom Watson.
Palmer was really the only other.
Tom Watson.
Tom Watson is right. Yeah, okay. It was Ed Snead and Tom Watson were the two in the playoff. So you got one there.
Okay, I'm 1 for 3. All right.
I was going to say it's pronounced Fozzie, not Fuzzy. That's a Muppets joke.
Oh, I got you. Okay. Sure. Wow. Okay. So
we should be on a trivia team together because we know very different things.
Yeah, I know. Definitely.
Good round out.
You would make each other good.
Good round out.
Oh, boy. How about birthdays? Celebrity birthdays.
All right.
This one goes back a ways. No trivia here, though.
Oh, man.
Leonardo da Vinci was born on this day in 1452.
No kidding. April 15th?
I'll be darned.
Not only a painter, a sculptor, a scientist, a visionary. Leonardo da Vinci.
Him and Mona Lisa had a thing going on there, too, I think, didn't they? Didn't they lay an item?
I don't know. I don't remember that far back. Actress Emma Thompson is 65 today. A little fun fact. Here's the trivia question.
Okay.
She voiced this character in Disney's live-action version of Beauty and the Beast. What did she voice? What act? You know, she voiced this.
Beauty?
The coffee cup or a teacup?
What was the name?
Oh,
what was the name of the character?
Yeah. What was the name of the character? Yeah, you do. You have it.
No, I never. Teacup.
It's like Tim and Tam or something?
It was Mrs. Potts.
Oh, no, I was not even close.
Mrs. Potts.
From L'Amour?
It could have been.
Okay.
Yeah, from L'Amour. Okay,
that's an inside joke for us.
Thank you. What, 1 out of 3? Or 1 out of 4?
1 out of 4.
4.
Yikes, I should be a twin.
Okay, here's another one. Singer Chris Stapleton turns 46 today. He won multiple awards earlier this year. What award was it?
This year?
This, yes.
CMAs?
Grammys?
Country music?
Grammy. Grammy. Right
oh,
there.
Grammy.
Grammys.
Okay.
Okay.
That was one for five.
I was going to say Tennessee whiskey before you finished the question. Yeah.
Pretty good talent.
That was a good sponsor.
Chris Stapleton.
Yeah, he's good.
Luke Evans, also actor, born on this day, 1979.
Hmm.
So one for five?
Yeah.
And then you went four for five.
So I'm,
last
I'm
week.
At 50%. You're at I'm 500. 5 for 10 for the week.
The Twins only wish they were at 50%. Okay, we have our words of encouragement.
Oh, boy.
This gets pretty deep. Accept what is. Let go what was. Have faith in what will be. Sometimes you have to let go to let new things come in. Whew. How about that one? You're still
that
thinking
was said
about
by?
That. Anonymous.
Anonymous.
Fozzie Bear.
Fozzie said it.
Fozzie Wuzzy. Okay. Hey, you know what? That's it.
That's it for our
Toast and Jam this week. Again, thanks to Spencer Dobson of Clutch Media. We really, really appreciate you.
Also
in.
A member of the Chamber Board. Along with myself. Okay. So if you, we have a meet and greet coming up here May 1st, so we can have a chat with us.
When does this go up?
Today.
Okay, Saturday at the Eagles, I'm also going to be, I'm just on the microphone, but the San Fernando Valley Friends of Animals is having a fundraiser with a silent auction, so
nice.
I'll be kind of reminding people to buy tickets and stuff like that. Stop in, help the animals.
That'll be this Saturday, the
19th. The 19th.
At the Eagles.
Perfect. Yes.
Okay. Perfect. That's always a big event.
Yeah.
It's fun.
Debbie Miller, right? It's usually the Debbie Miller event.
Yeah.
In her name.
It's the Whiskers and Wags and Whiskers.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Cool.
And a big thank you to our executive producer, Eric Kringley. He's our hero.
He's our man.
He gets her done.
If nobody can do it, Eric can.
Eric can. Can. Paul, any last words? Any at all?
Mm.
One for five. Ooh. We'll have to get that trivia sharpened up a little bit.
Well, they call it trivia for a reason.
That's
right. It's trivial.
Right.
He
you
did
know,
a great job.
Trivial. But you did a good job. There were some close ones. Mrs. Potts was pretty close to the teacup.
I don't watch Disney.
Yeah, well, you don't.
Not anymore.
I know.
Not since last week.
Well, kids haven't been around for a while.
That's true.
That's where I got all the knowledge of Disney. I mean, when you have kids.
Yeah.
You had to know. All right. Is that going to do it? No last words?
I have nothing to offer.
Nothing.
Again.
Okay.
Tax day. Don't forget to get your taxes in, people.
Yeah. Don't talk to me about taxes. Please. From the 1047 Studios, Toast and Jam saying bye-bye for now. Have a great week.